partner, combining the nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks, this is your country boy surviving here in North Dakota, and I am most pleased to bring to the microphone our special guest for the second hour of the show, or for as long as we can keep Paul Fromm with us, and that is Mr. Paul Fromm, author, lecturer, political activist extraordinaire, political candidate. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show, Jamie.
Off the air, folks, I was, Paul didn't have a chance to listen to the first hour of the show, and I mentioned to him what we covered in the first hour, which is two earth-shattering columns by Pat Buchanan. One entitled Fire Bell in the Night for the EU, in which Pat Buchanan pronounces, he says, this is a certainty, it will happen. There will be ethno-nationalist parties, and that's his term, ethno-nationalist parties in every European nation, including America. And that would include then Canada also, Paul. And that these parties, their surge is based on the issue that Paul Fromm covers better than anyone else in Canada, which is the immigration invasion, the overwhelming of our founder European peoples by essentially everyone and anyone, anywhere in the world, who wants to take advantage of anything they want to take advantage of in our countries because of open borders and completely mushy-headed liberal thinking as to the harmlessness of having a nation, attempting to have a nation with no borders. And then the other column was one that Pat Buchanan just wrote. Both of these are within the last couple of weeks. And that's entitled, What Difference Does It Make? And Buchanan, sounding just like Paul Fromm, writes, I mean, if Paul Fromm published this in his Canadian Association for Free Expression, the cafe, if he published it in his newsletter, which I invite you to subscribe to, I hope you do, and I'll ask Paul to mention how you can subscribe to his newsletters and his reports, I think this is very good writing by Paul Fromm. Pat Buchanan writes, European man, and he capitalizes both of those nouns, European and then capital M, man, is an endangered species. European man is dying out. And then he ends the article with T.S. Eliot's poem, This is How the World Ends, said T.S. Eliot, not with a bang but a whimper.
Not with a bang but a whimper, yes.
And he says, T.S. Eliot, Thomas Stearns Eliot, who was a pretty patriotic guy, may have got it right. That is, folks, we will just sink under the waves quietly, being overwhelmed, if this is not arrested, this overwhelming of our nations. And anyway, the now, Paul, you know, I've never met Pat Buchanan. But apparently you have. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, I met Pat in, I'm going to say in 2000, yeah, when he was running for the Reform Party. He was speaking in Livonia, Michigan. I had an opportunity to hear his talk, to meet him, talk to him that night, meet him the next morning over breakfast. I was, you know, very, very impressed with him. Then after that, I was very disappointed with him because I think Pat is a great writer, a great thinker, but he's no politician. And that was probably the best chance our people had since George Wallace. And Pat had inherited a fairly substantial amount of money from the Ross Perot's campaign. So they had a war chest of, I think, about $15 million to begin with. And they had a lot of momentum, and he was hitting a lot of the right issues. He was hitting, you know, isolationism at that point. Clinton had just attacked, I think it was Serbia. And, you know, there's this stupid meddling in the Balkans. He hit immigration quite hard. You know, I thought he's got it right. He's hitting the good issues. And I was very, very impressed. And then, you know, a couple months later, they had their conference and their convention in California, and they nominated Zola Foster as vice president. And, you know, the whole thing became a joke, collapsed. And the campaign was in complete disorganization. I know people in a number of states who I said, listen, phone up your state coordinator, volunteer. They wouldn't even get a call back or an email back. And, you know, that's the sad thing. I think that's what, you know, often big people run, but they're not well funded or, but in this case, Ken was fairly well funded to begin with. I think that there was a tremendous opportunity there that was lost. And, you know, he nominated Zola Foster, whereas I know, he was actually offered, for his vice presidential nominee, outgoing Mississippi Governor Kirk Fordyce. Fordyce was prepared to throw in with him.
Yeah. Now, folks, go ahead, Paul.
That would have been a formidable ticket. Fordyce almost certainly would have won Mississippi. And once it became obvious that they would win at least one southern state, several others might have come along, and the momentum would have started. Well, that didn't happen. Buchanan's inner circle didn't like Fordyce because he had just come through a messy divorce. So instead, they have this. I mean, she's probably a well-meaning enough woman, but she's this Negro home ec teacher from Los Angeles. Well, she's not credible as a vice presidential candidate. Not if you seriously want to run for office. I mean, if you just want to get your name on the ballot, you know, Joe the Plumber will do. But, you know, if you really want to say, listen, we're serious, and if you elect me, I've got a serious backup, you know, Buchanan didn't do it. And it was a tragedy for our movement, in my opinion.
Yeah, I actually met Paul. I know when we were talking about Ron Paul, I kept calling you Ron Paul. I'm calling you Pat Buchanan. Paul. I met Zola Foster numerous times in Los Angeles when I lived there. And, yes, she was, it was mind boggling that Buchanan, the man who writes this wonderful sentiment, you know, that European man is dying out, you know, back in, he's clarified his thinking since then. But yeah, to nominate Zola Foster, who was a high school teacher who was fired, for being anti-immigration. You know, she had good views on closing our borders, but that was it. And it was a ridiculous nomination by Buchanan. His campaign did instantly self-destruct, you're correct. Enthusiasm went from 100 to zero overnight. I haven't never met Pat Buchanan. I've met Babe Buchanan, American Freedom Party chairman.
And Bay was the problem. He has trouble trusting people outside of his family. And he put everything in the hands of Bay. Now, Bay's a highly ambitious woman. I don't think she's one of us. And she got this bright idea. If we nominate Zola Foster as vice president, nobody can say that Pat's anti-black, and he'll get the black vote. Well, now that's living in cloud cuckoo land.
Yeah.
Here comes
some music, Paul. So,
okay.
Folks, stay tuned. We've got Paul Fromm as our special guest. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American imperial empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're tuned to the American Freedom Party Report. This is the radio show of the new political party, the American Freedom Party, a party that Pat Buchanan is actually predicting will arise. And we're letting Pat know, I hope he listens to the show, that it has arisen and that as have populist parties throughout Europe. Paul Fromm, our special guest, was mentioning that he met Pat Buchanan back in 2000 in Livonia, Michigan, during his Reform Party campaign. That was the third run at the presidency that Pat Buchanan made. He made a run against George H.W. Bush in 1992, who he eventually endorsed famously at the Republican convention in a speech called the Culture War Speech. And then in 96, he ran again, again challenging in the Republican ticket, and in 2000 ran as a Reform Party candidate. And as Paul said, he inherited $15 million from Ross Perot's efforts earlier, which gave matching funds from the Federal Election Commission. And he really blew it when he nominated Isola Foster, an African-American home econ teacher, a typing teacher from Los Angeles, high school teacher. And you mentioned that Babe Buchanan was involved. Bill Johnson and I, chairman of the American Freedom Party, we got a chance to meet Babe Buchanan at CPAC in 2011. And she was at a very good breakout meeting. Her sentiments then were quite good. So I think there's been some evolution for Babe Buchanan, Paul. Because
I'm not denying, Jamie, that she may have changed her views. I don't know. But she was an absolutely signal disaster. Organizationally, the campaign was in complete chaos. They had a lot of eager volunteers. I know some from Texas. I know some from Michigan, from Louisiana. They would contact the state office or the state representative, not even get a reply. I mean, you've got people saying, "Listen, I'll help any way I can. Do you want me to do some flyering? Do you want me to put up posters? Like anything you want." They wouldn't even get a response. I mean, normally in campaigns, your biggest problem is you want to find workers, and you're scowling around trying to find people who help you. And here you've got people volunteering saying, "Hey, you know, within reason, use me any way you can. I want to help." They don't even get a response. Now, if that isn't outright sabotage from inside, then it's just intolerable incompetence.
Yeah.
And that's what we were cursed with. It was pathetic because Pat is a bright man, a very smart man, and a very brave man. And to think he was sold on the idea, if he has Isola Foster, people will know he's not racist, and blacks will vote for, lots of blacks will vote for him. It isn't going to happen.
The whole thing was crazy. You know, our mutual friend Sam Dixon has said that he's very angry at Pat Buchanan for that, and would never forgive him, and he feels there was sabotage involved. I think that's what Sam told me. But there are certainly others who really have bad feelings about Pat because of what he blew. That possibility remains. You know, back in 92, he was 57, or he was 53 in 92. He was 57 in 96. He was 61 in 2000. He's now 75 years old. And whatever may have transpired then, the writing that he's doing now is extraordinary. The books he's putting out are extraordinary. He is showing signs of authenticity. That is, he did get fired by MSNBC for sounding like one of us.
I agree with you, and I certainly promoted his most recent book, Suicide of a Superpower. He hit some tremendous themes in there, and apparently the chapter about the decline of the death of white America was what got him fired from MSNBC. I don't recall who the talking head was, but said it was absolutely unacceptable. This was beyond the pale. You know, you can be for organized and legalized buggery, but to say that what white America ought to be able to survive, that's beyond the pale. It really shows who ultimately controls and limits the range of discussion in the mass media. It's bad in the United States. I'm afraid it's far worse in Canada. But.
Well, you know what the theme I'm developing in today's show, Paul, and I'm very enthusiastic about it, is that, we in the American Freedom Party, our problem is reaching middle America, in large numbers through some sort of medium that they respect, with some sort of large megaphone that they listen to. And the enemy strategy, of course, is to marginalize us. Your battle in Canada, you have battled, the enemy is working to destroy free speech and to muzzle people in Canada. Folks, you wouldn't believe how bad it is in Canada. in people being restricted from being able to write letters to a newspaper, to say anything. They use lawsuits, they bankrupt people, they close websites, arrest people. It's terrible in Canada. Paul Fromm is the number one champion fighting against this. But we've got to reach middle America and middle Canada and all of our middle, you know, Europeans and every European nation. And Pat Buchanan has their ears. His column is very widely read. He still does appear on television quite a bit. And so, you know, I'm just saying what really grabbed me in these last few weeks is not just his statement that European man is dying. That's a very strong statement. But his statement, you know, pertaining to the American Freedom Party, where he says, and I'll read it to you, Paul, at the end of his column, Firebell in the Night for the EU, he says, the ethno-nationalism roiling Europe is not unique to Europe. It is roiling the world, and it is not absent from the hearts of Americans. If the May elections for the European Parliament turn into a sweeping rejection of the EU, what is happening there will find an echo here. How would Americans vote on a timeout on all immigration? How would Americans vote if given a chance to repudiate our entire political elite? That is just that, you know, I know you would gladly publish that column in your own newsletter.
Yeah, that's I think very, very perceptive, and he's right. If Americans were actually presented with this as a proposition, look, we've got about 7% unemployment. No reasonable prospect for that going more than a a fraction of a percent or two. In Canada, we've got about 7% unemployment. The projections in the most recent budget is that the 2015 it'll go down to 6.9, but in 2016, 6.8. Well, essentially the same. And those are the brightest projections are essentially unemployment will remain quite high. It's the same in the United States. Now, given that, why should there be any immigration at all? The immigration debate should not really be about illegals. So how can we regularize illegals? They're illegal. It's like arguing about, well, what should we do about bank robbers? And, well, I don't know. Do you think maybe we should redefine it as irregular withdrawals?
No, we should assimilate. We should assimilate bank robbers.
Yes, we should actually. They're stand-up guys. They're go-getters. Maybe we can harness their energy or something. That's garbage. Well, I don't think we're that degenerate yet that we're talking about that. But the immigration debate should not.
Stay tuned, folks. More wisdom from Paul Fromm right after this break.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When these mini wars are over, boy, you know, the what Pat Buchanan calls the war party appears to be interested in perpetual war for perpetual peace, and always has some war in mind. Lately, they want to start a war between Ukraine and Russia. Recently, they wanted to start a war with Syria. They wanted the United States to nuke Iran. There's no end to the wars that they want to launch. Of course, someone who's been at the forefront of identifying this war party folly has been our guest, Paul Fromm, who's on the air with us right now. Paul, there's a column, if we get time in the show. And by the way, let me ask you, you know, we've prevailed upon you here for half an hour of your time. How are you doing for time, Paul?
Well, fine. I think we've got, about another 26 minutes?
Well, if I can keep you on the air for any amount of that time, it would be
an honor. I'm glad to stay with you till the break, or I mean till the hour.
Okay, and folks, now I know some folks in our audience would love to have a chance to talk to Paul Fromm. You can do that by dialing us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And that phone number you can find also on the website of republicbroadcasting.org, right under my picture, and the page where you can see the American Freedom Party report live online, you'll see a call-in phone number of 800-313-9443. So if you'd like to, please take a chance to call in. You can ask us any question you like and bring up anything. Yes?
Jamie, you were mentioning earlier, you know, the challenge that the American Freedom Party has. How do we connect with you know, the dispossessed majority? And you know, part of it is, you know, a matter of media access. But of course, you're doing really well with this program and with the American Freedom Party's website and so on. But one of the ways I think is to be able to talk to them in realistic terms about key issues like immigration. And I, as I was saying just before the break, this whole business of unemployment, I think when people are kind of engaged and actually challenged to think about it. Now, with high unemployment, let's say roughly 7%, what will happen when we allow an immigrant, any immigrant, to come to the United States or Canada? And there are only two possibilities. Pedro will get a job. You know, hooray for Pedro. Good for him. But that means an American remains unemployed. So
right.
America loses. The other possibility is Pedro doesn't get a job. Okay, boo-hoo-hoo for Pedro. But America just can't let him starve, so he's got to go on welfare. He's poor, so there has to be public housing. He's got five or six kids. They've got to be educated, medicated, social workered, policed, and all that. Again, America loses. Immigration's a losing proposition, at least in times of high unemployment. It's lose-lose. And the fact that there should be no immigration, we shouldn't even be talking about illegals. They're illegal. Throw them out. Even a liberal like Eisenhower did that in the 50s. In Operation Wetback, they are criminally in the United States. They shouldn't be there. They should be arrested, detained, and turfed. But it's not just them. It's the legal immigration. And it's the legal immigration that is going to, by 2041 or 2042, reduce the European founding settler people of the United States to a minority. This is planned replacement. In fact, it's planned genocide. And it has to be stopped. And I think we should be talking to Americans and Canadians in those terms. But starting off with things people understand, and they understand economics. So maybe not very well, but the people are not entirely stupid. And, you know, if you actually ask people to focus and get beyond the slogan, immigration will stimulate the economy. Well, how? How is it going to stimulate the economy if with high unemployment? You know, I think these are the approaches we ought to be taking.
Well, yes, Paul. And the, you know, and all of this is, you know, I love what Pat Buchanan says, you know, that there's all of the work of folks like you in the vineyard, toilers in the vineyard like yourself, I think are now bearing fruit. That is, people have, you know, they've been stretched to their limit and their understanding has been increased. So that they, you know, unlike what was going on in 92 and 96 and 2000 and with Isola Foster and so on, I think people, what Pat Buchanan is saying will happen. He's not saying it might happen. It will happen. Ethno-nationalist parties, and that's a mouthful, folks. Ethno-nationalist, it's a term that American Freedom Party director Dr. Kevin MacDonald uses frequently. As does Dr. Tom Sunick, Dr. Adrian Krieg, who's been a guest on this show, as have the other aforementioned men, have been a guest on this show. And what is ethno-nationalism? It means people treating their people as a family that has interests. So that we ethno, of course, means ethne, which is your people, and nationalism means. As in the title of our flagship newspaper, the Nationalist Times, it means loyalty to your own family, to your own natio, your own birth, the Latin for birth, natio. And so the The ethno-nationalist parties will are arriving in Europe. They're way ahead of us, of course. You know, Paul, you've been to Europe. You're one of the best-traveled nationalists in the world. I know you've been to as faraway places as Malta and Australia. And so, you know, as the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, really, I can't think of anyone better suited, better informed and connected than you are to give us advice on what's going on. I mean, you've spoken to folks in many of these parties that we're talking about in Europe, and you count among your friends leaders of these parties. So we're very fortunate to have you. Yeah, to have you as an international advisor and also as a spokesman who can, you know, in your contacts with the European parties, you know, answer questions about our work with our brothers and sisters in Europe. And Australia, and you know, and there are other places that folks, you know, don't, you know, people start need to start thinking in these terms. There are nations like Argentina, you know, that's a European nation.
That's right.
People forget about that, but we need to sort of realize who we are, and what is our nation, and what is it that's worth preserving. You know, Pat Buchanan's question in his column, he asks it. You know, it kind of sounds like the Pat Buchanan show today, but he says, what difference does it make? The question is, a European man is an endangered species. What difference does it make? Well, folks, it makes all the difference in the world. It's the whole future of everything you care about, of your family, of your descendants. It's, this is for all the marbles. And I'm talking about Pat Buchanan here because we're looking for a breakout, a way to reach middle America. And Pat Buchanan has demonstrated that he did reach middle America. He did have huge numbers, large. He did actually win primaries in presidential campaigning. So if Pat Buchanan, here's my point. I'm using Pat Buchanan as an exemplar of something. If Pat Buchanan is having this realization and is voicing these thoughts now in his 75th year, I think millions of other Americans for whom who might have been scared off by the slurs that he mentions, scared off from being an ethno-nationalist, those people like Pat Buchanan are saying, hey, to heck with that. I'm not going to be scared off by slurs concocted by people who want to do in my country and my people. And you know, I'm very encouraged by this, you know, this writing from Pat. I'm eagerly awaiting everything he writes, and I'm hoping he's going to do something dramatic, like an endorsement of the American Freedom Party.
Well, I certainly think, you know, he has evolved in his ideas, but I certainly think his evolution and increasing, you know, courage in expressing these ideas is very important. I think he's touching on something that is happening throughout Europe. I have the opportunity to talk to Norman Lowell, who is the head of a nationalist group in Malta, and he's running for the European Parliament. Right across Europe, there's a ferment.
We'll come back with Paul Fromm talking about the ferment in Europe in just a moment.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. We are that political party set up specifically to defend your freedom, your people, to preserve the way of life that your ancestors created and that they that we inherited, and that it is our moral duty to defend now that the baton has been handed to us. And woe the shame that will come upon us if we fail and if we leave our children a shambles of a nation, a shambles of a place for them to build their lives for their children. This will be something that we'll, you know, we all need to, those of us that are can act now, we need to think in those terms, that whatever energy you've got, whatever connections you have, whatever you can throw into the fight, you need to do it now. It is a fight for all the marbles. This is not an optional, or this is not something that will make some sort of an incremental difference in the life of your descendants. This is a make or break moment in the history of our people. It's a privilege to be alive. It's wonderful that we have been given this awesome responsibility at this most crucial moment to defend our people. I know you're talking about a European there in Malta, Paul, who you know, Malta harks back. Of course, Malta is full of the history of our people defending ourselves. And you were going to say something about nationalist politics in Malta.
Yeah, yes. Norman Lowell, we call him the man with a stick, and that's his trademark. He has his place in, just outside Galena, and he has over 20, you know, heavy walking sticks, and he never appears in public without one of his sticks. It's kind of his, you know, his trademark, but I think the part of their theme is that the man with a stick wants to go, be able to go to Brussels to put a beating on the socialists and those who want to flood Europe with third world immigration. But there are parties all across Europe that are contesting these European elections, and they stand, they're anti-European, or in the sense that they're anti the huge socialist bureaucracy in Brussels and in Strasbourg. They're nationalists. They want to preserve Europe and their countries. They don't want to continue this third world invasion. And they're growing in strength. And luckily for these people, unlike systems like Canada and the United States and Britain anyway, which have first past the post, in the European elections, they have proportional representation. So if your country, let's say, has 30 seats and your party wins 10% of the vote, your party will, you know, is entitled to one-tenth of the seats or three. Whereas in, you know, Canada, the United States, and Britain, in our, you know, national and, you know, state and provincial elections, it's first past the post.
Although Paul, this will not discourage us or deflect us, because part of our goal of getting into politics is just to get the word out, as you did in your campaign in Mississauga, running for mayor, even with not much chance of winning, you got a huge message out there, including banners on buses, folks, in Ontario, Canada. Now, we only have a short segment left in the show, and we've got four callers I want to squeeze in with. If you could give us succinct questions to Paul Fromm, I'm going to go in order. I'm going to Mitzi in Florida, Fred in Iowa, Fred in California, and George in Baltimore. Mitzi, you're first. What's your question for Paul?
Well, I really want to commend Paul talking about immigration, and I don't know if he heard the show last week with Olaf Childress mentioning about Tyson Chicken, that corporation, importing Africans to the United States, which is like, you know, is this another form of slavery? And then the Chinese are bypassing U.S. immigration law in Sullivan County by planning to build this city, and they're purchasing these visas for families. Eventually, you know, they'll want to be citizens. I mean, it's just, is this another testimony that our congressmen are just totally, you know, owned by the corporations, and there's just absolutely no regard for immigration at all? I mean, and it is an economic issue. I mean, Americans are out of work.
Mitzi, I don't want to step on Paul's answer, but let me just say this. His most recent writings and his reports, he mails out a monthly report that folks need to get their hands on. At Paul, they can reach Paul at paul@paulfromm.com. Did I get that right, Paul?
Yeah, email me at paul@paulfromm.com, and I'll tell you how you can get these publications. Mitzi, you make some very good points. And, you know, you talk about Florida, it sounds like you're talking about Canada. Some of our major meat packers are importing workers to replace white people, workers from places like the bloody Sudan. And you wonder, what does some guy in the Sudan know about, you know, carving up a beef carcass? But there's an absolutely helter-skelter rush for the cheapest labor possible to replace us, and that's where the Republicans, and in my country, the, you know, the so-called Conservative Party, have badly let the you know, the founding settler people down.
Great question, Mitzi. Great question. Great answer, Paul. Fred in Iowa.
It's all about
Fred in Iowa, have you got a quick question for Paul?
Yeah, I believe in nationalism. But I'd like to make a few statements and ask questions.
Can you cut it down to one statement? Because we've got two other guys behind you, Fred. It's my fault. Go ahead.
From Moldo, and that's controlled from the Vatican. The King Leopold of Belgium in the 1800s took over
Fred,
Republic.
Fred, with the little bit amount of time we've got, fire off a quick question to Paul.
Okay, who's the enemy?
Okay, good question. Paul?
Okay, well, there are many enemies. The Zionists with their agenda to replace us are a major enemy, but my friend Sam Dixon has said, you know, in many cases, we are the enemy. Our laziness, our unwillingness to be courageous, and to hang in there. You know, politics, as you know, Jamie and I know, you've got to be prepared to be in for the long run. You know, one quick little campaign is to turn things around. We've got to be prepared to be determined. So, I could go on long, but I think we'd like to go on.
Fred, that's a great question, Fred. I hope to call in with more of those. Fred in California, quick question, please.
Paul, thank you for taking my call. Paul, do you ever see a point in the United States where people will refuse to vote and refuse to pay taxes because just the hopelessness of, you know, the loss of the middle class and the situation we're in?
Well, I think, frankly, those are both losing propositions. If you refuse to vote, the people who do vote will determine you know, who wins. And, you know, there may be a certain moral rush from saying, well, I refuse to participate in your system. They don't care. The system will go on. So we have to participate. The idea we don't pay taxes, well, it's difficult to do. I mean, you say, well, I'm not going to pay taxes. Let's throw me in jail. You know, so we have to have a constructive, organized, resistance. And just saying I won't pay taxes, yeah, I mean, it may be doable for a small minority of people, but, you know, I mean, most people's taxes are taken out of their paycheck before they even see it. So, it to me, largely, it's a non-start.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Well, Fred, thank you for that very, very good question. And
yeah, thanks, Fred. You threw out some very, very good points.
We're going to run out of time. We've got George in Baltimore. George, just take a chance to say hi to Paul.
Paul, I just want to know if CanadianFreeSpeech.com is the right website and the Free Speech Monitor. No.
No. The proper free speech website is http, you know, :// at cafe, C-A-F-E, period, N-F-S, host. com. So, cafe, C-A-F-E, period, N-F-S, host.com. The Free Speech Monitor is our monthly newsletter, and yes, you can obtain it if you'd like more. If somebody would like more information, email me at paul@paulfromm.com.
Super!
And Paul, thank you, George. I am an eager reader of that Free Speech Monitor. Folks, get your hands on it. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Paul, for another great appearance. Thank you to all of our callers. This is James Kelso saying I'll see you next week on the American Freedom Party Report.
And thanks for having me on, James.
Financial uncertainty